Another work, another material, this time in textile, like a patterned rug. Like me, you must be wondering how many things did Nivola know how to do? Cement, stone, sand, metal, and now also textiles. Perhaps I should tell you that here he had a little help. As Ruth said of Nivola, he very much liked the idea of art becoming part of everyday life. In offices and homes, he was also a sculptor, and not anyone has space for sculptures at home, besides the fact that they are very, very heavy and can break. So he spoke about this with a dear architect friend named Corbusier, who came up with a brilliant suggestion. Why not make your sculptures light and supple? This was a terrific idea for the modern world, where people move house often, and spaces are small. Nivola took himself at his word and made various designs of his sculptures, and sent them to a little town in Sardinia called Sarulli. Famous for its weavers, his idea was to turn the stone sculpture into woven tapestries, which were like large carpets which hang on walls. What you see in front of you is one of these tapestries. Here Nivola depicts a Sardinian shepherd, strong and sturdy, as he leads his flocks across the meadows and mountains. Even though he was living in the United States at that time, he never forgot the hills around Orani, the sound of the sheep bells and the dry stone walls. Designing this figure was a way of saying, I do not forget where I come from. When the tapestry was complete, the weavers of Sarulli, who had made it, said that it was truly beautiful, which Nivola took as a great compliment.